Hey, it's Brent Attaway with another episode with Switch to Solar, talking about the fastest and cheapest way to get solar on your home right now without risking any of your own money. So before we get into the any of your own money and the cheapest way possible, let's get the timing out of the way, meaning what's the fastest way, what takes time, and how can you speed up that process if you can do anything about it. So I have some notes in front of me here going over the process, and I'm going to keep it as simple as I can. So when it comes to speed, you have three major required processes that get solar on your roof installed. The first one's going to be design. The second one's going to be installation. And the third one is going to be, installation. And the third one's going to be activation. So design, install, activate. All right. Each one of those are going to have a few topics or a few processes under each one. So let's go over design. Design, it goes like this. Once you understand how much power you use and you know how much your solar system needs to produce in order to replace the power you're using from the grid, you need to then submit that design to what's called the city or county or the permitting department. And that permitting department in general, I'm going to keep generalities here because most of you listening don't give a crap about all the specifics. But overall, what that means is you need them to approve your design. Permitting is saying, yes, that's approved. You can go ahead and get that installed on your roof. And it has to be submitted correctly. It has to be submitted according to the city or county's rules. All right. So that's the first thing to understand is design takes some time. Now, how much time does that take? Well, if you have a team like ours do it for you, we're basically walking you through making sure you get this right system size installed, because the last thing you want is the system size to be wrong, okay? So that's going to be, that only takes like a day to make sure that the system size is correct. The next thing that happens is we get the system size correct. We're estimating from Google Maps and all these different processes to see without even being at your home. The next thing we do is actually just make sure that we are set with the correct estimates. So we actually send a team or a drone to your home and look at the roof and make sure everything we saw from Google is still updated, because a lot of times maps or whatever software we're using is not completely updated with the images of the top of your roof. And so we finalize that and get that fully inspected. That sometimes takes anywhere from 2 to 3 days. Okay, so we're at 1 day plus 3 days. So let's say 4 days total. We have everything final, like, hey, yep, this is everything we've estimated is correct. This is how much power we need to generate with the new solar system. This many panels is what we need. Here's how it will work. Okay, so that's final design. Then we submit it for permitting, and that can take about a week. Okay, so it depends on the city or county. Sometimes it's been done in 2 or 3 days. But overall, let's just say a week to be safe. That's a good average. So now we're at about a week and a half, going on 2 weeks. Okay. So I'll say a week and a half out, you're ready to go, your permits are in. Now we move on to step two, which is installation. After permits are come in, we go ahead and say, great, we've been approved, let's schedule installation. Most install teams that we work with, because we work with several, and we give you the best pricing and rates with them, that's what makes us a little bit different. We're not just working with one installation company. We will help you find that installer that, one, gives you the best warranties and everything possible, but two, gets it done quickly and gets it done the right way. And so if that's the case, I'm going to assume you work with any company like us that they're going to do that for you as well. Then it's going to take them about a week to get you on the schedule. Sometimes it's faster, but let's say it's going to take them about a week. So now we're at 2.5 weeks, and then it only takes 1 or 2 days. So let's call it the fastest way possible, the fastest time that this thing's going to get installed is under 3 weeks, okay? So now it's installed, but we're not done. Now we go into activation. Just because it's installed does not mean that the you have what's called a net metering agreement, the NEM, N-E-M agreement, that you sign when you say, yeah, I am enrolling in solar, and I also am acknowledging that I'm connected to the grid still. So let's use SDG&E as the example. SDG&E requires you to sign their NEM agreement, their net metering agreement. When that happens, you are saying, cool, I also agree that they're going to come and inspect this thing and make sure that they give me approval to operate this new solar system that I have connected to their grid. So they have to send their team out to get what's called PTO, permission to operate. And you're getting permission to operate on their grid. That's it. Now, there is some city final inspection that happens as well before PTO, and we wait for that. Now, sometimes the city will take a week. Sometimes it's 3 weeks. Right now, during this recording, it's during COVID. So, like, we're in September, and it's things have sped up a little better, but still, cities and counties are a little slower than usual. So you can expect around 2 weeks, okay, before they finally get it approved. The city or county saying, yep, final inspection. We looked at the roof. Everything's good. You're set to go. Go ahead and get PTO from SDG&E. And then SDG&E can actually take a couple weeks on their own or a few weeks on their own. Typically, they try to hurry it up, but it doesn't. They have a certain amount of time they can take, okay? So we're looking, again, if I break this down, the timing just alone, the fastest way you can get this done is anywhere from 2 weeks to finally getting it installed, and then probably another 2 to 3 weeks before you get PTO. And PTO is actually when you're starting to make savings. Now, that's everything. So let's just call it 5 weeks. Our average installation overall is about 35 days, okay? That's average. So that includes all the people who it took longer for whatever reason, their roof or something was off, and we had to wait for a re-roof to happen, all the way down to we've had installations really, really fast, but I would not expect those ones. That was just a that was just a luck of the draw on those things happening. So all the stars aligned, so to speak, and there's installations that happen as quick as a week and a half to 2 weeks, okay? But I would say expect 5 weeks. That's the fastest way that you just need to understand those three concepts, those or three processes, I should say, that you're going to be going through. The good news is you don't have to do any of that. I don't want that to overwhelm you. It's just know that it's happening in the background. Somebody's doing it for you, okay? So all you have to do is agree to, yes, I like that. Yes, I want cheaper power, and I want to lock those rates in for the next 25 years or more. I can lock those rates in and know that I'm paying cheaper power. That's all you're doing. Everybody else that you enrolled with is doing the work for you. That's what they get paid for on the back end. Now, let's talk about the cheap part. So how do you get this? We just talked about the fastest way to get it done and what time frame to expect. Well, let's talk about how to get it done cheap and with no money out of your own pocket. Well, that happens because there's several ways you can do this. You can pay cash. That's not the cheapest way. I mean, up front at least, right? You can get a loan. That's still not the cheapest way and you can put a deposit down and put like $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is on your system size. It depends on the system size. You can also do what's called a power purchase agreement. That requires no money down and no money out of pocket, no money on installation, nothing. You just agree to purchase power at a cheaper rate. If you watch any other episodes of ours, it goes deep into that. The point is the cheapest way to get in right now and know that you're getting savings and locked in from now until 25 years is going to be a power purchase agreement. That is the absolute fastest and cheapest way to get into solar without any of your own money out of pocket. You literally don't pay a dime. No one will ask you for payment. We won't. Our installation company won't. No one will. The first payment that's asked for you or asked from you is just, keep in mind the solar company becomes your new utility company. So the first payment you have is actually your first utility bill. Okay. So let's tie these two together. We talked about PTO. Well, your first payment doesn't even come until you have your first 30-day bill. So PTO happens in 5 weeks from today, let's say. Well, then you have 30 days before your first bill. So now you're not paying for sometimes two to 3 months is your first bill before you ever enroll. So let's say you enrolled in solar today. You're not going to be paying your first low monthly solar bill for like 2 to 3 months. Most likely it's going to be about 3 months. Okay. So you don't have to worry about any money out of pocket. So even if you're short on cash now, you can still do this. Even if you have a low credit score, you can still do this. So all of those barriers are out of your way now. Solar is so ubiquitous, so easy to get into now that it is just another utility option. You no longer have to think I'm stuck with just SDG&E or just PG&E or just whomever you are in whatever state you're in listening to this. You're no longer stuck with just that. You have faster and cheaper ways to get solar and cheaper than what you're paying right now for sure. And you never have to pay a dime out of pocket to get it all installed and get it activated. You just have a cheaper, lower power bill and a cleaner power bill. So if that's you and that's attractive to you, definitely reach out to us. We're happy to help you, obviously. But either way, go look into solar. Look into how easy and cheap and fast this is to totally change your world with your utility bill and get better rates right now.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode, and we will chat with you soon.